Hey folks, happy 4th of July. If you are here in the United States, you certainly are celebrating Independence Day in some way, shape, or form, either with a cold beer in your hand, a piece of chicken, corn on the cob, or maybe even a firework of some sort. If that's the case, please be careful. Just wanted to put out a recording. I was supposed to do one yesterday. Yesterday was actually my birthday, July 3rd. I am 48 years young and excited about what the next 48 years look like. Some of you will be on that journey with me, so it will be exciting to see what I get to do as well as what you get to do in the next half of your life. But anyway, I thought about recording something. I took a couple of days off to spend some time with family, and sometimes you just need downtime, time to sleep, time to rest and refresh yourself, especially if you're just ripping and running and you don't normally take time for yourself. And so I certainly encourage everyone to get some me time when you can, because I tell you, it will certainly pay off in spades in the long run, especially if you are working in a high pressure environment, if you are working on a new business or startup or anything of that nature. You certainly need to take some time for yourself and then get back to the grindstone and really go after it. So I'm sitting out here in the backyard. It's a rainy evening here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I'm barbecuing. I finally got the grill started. Going to make some beer can chicken for the family for the 4th. And I know it's a little late in the evening, but that's what they want. So that's what I'm going to provide for them. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I just wanted to encourage you today as we kind of celebrate our nation's independence here in the United States, that, you know, you really need to be focusing on your own independence. You know, what is going to free you up to do the things that you really feel called to do? I just want to encourage you today to really be thinking long and hard about that and what it's going to take. Who are the people that you need to have in your life to help you get to that next level? What are the books that you need to read? What are the things that you need to study? I think we need to constantly be learning. There was a great post out not too long ago about what some of the 5 richest people do, and to a person, they all take time to themselves for reflection. They take time for themselves to study. I think I may have mentioned in a previous audio post that Warren Buffett reads up to 500 pages of newspaper a day, in addition to just having a voracious reading appetite. And I'm not suggesting that you go out and do that, but I am suggesting that you crack a book or crack a Kindle, get your iPad out, load some books up on it, and start reading away as much as you can, because that will certainly help give you new perspective on things that maybe you just didn't have a clear understanding for in the past. And so I'm really making a concerted effort right now to read as many books as I can. I'm possibly getting a new iPad at some point in time, and I'm going to load up the Kindle app on that iPad, and I'm just going to read when I'm traveling, read when I'm sitting still. Every chance that I get, I'm going to take time out to read. The other thing is that you have to start scheduling time in your day to get certain things done, and I would encourage you to figure out ways to do that. You know, anything that you can do to, you know, make sure that you're giving yourself the time that you need to get things done, I think is really important. Don't be afraid to, you know, put it on your calendar because you feel like you won't get it done. I put everything on my calendar. That way I won't forget, whether it's a timesheet or just a reminder to call somebody, you name it. I mean, we have all the technology at our disposal. There's really no excuse nowadays. So I really want to encourage you to, you know, make sure that you're using technology to your advantage, whatever programs you're using to keep track of all of your information that you're collecting. Evernote is a great program that I use. That's pretty much my file or journal, if you will. I have a physical journal, but I also have a virtual journal, and you can hear those fireworks in the background. I have a virtual journal that I use to keep all kinds of tidbits of information that I find, whether it's through research online, whether it's through things that I find out about, and, you know, record a quick recording with an idea of something. You can do Hey, so this is part two of my post. I got cut off there, so I've got to be mindful of the 5-minute time window that you have on Anchor. But anyway, I apologize about that. The long and short of it is that I really just want to encourage you to really be thinking about what the next steps are for you, whether it's in your career, in your personal life, with your kids, with your parents, whatever it is. Just go after the things that you really feel strongly about. I just want to encourage you to do that today and really take time. My goal is really to share some tips and tricks and things that I'm doing to advance myself. Not that I've cornered the market on it. Not that anybody really out there has done that. Each one of us is in our own way, shape, or form trying to figure out ways to better ourselves, to improve our lives, to improve the lives of others that are around us. And so I just really want to encourage you to take some time to kind of figure out what your next steps are going to be and what they're going to look like. I was talking to a young man that's very close to me, kind of like a son almost, and he was a little discouraged because he's going through some things right now with work. And I have to remind people, and I always know Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this, but you know, when you're young, you've got so much time available to you. I mean, there's, you know, don't fret over decisions that you make that don't seem to be working out. You know, just, you know, you have to sometimes persevere even through the tough stuff, because ultimately you'll find a way to get through it. And trust me, I don't think God sets anybody up for failure. So I just want to encourage you, even if you're in a very you know, non-productive state, or in a place where things just aren't quite working out the way that you want them to work out, just continue to persevere. You know, continue to do the things that you know to do on a regular basis, and you know, everything else will ultimately work itself out. Doesn't mean that you don't act on the things that you need to act on. It doesn't mean that you don't continue to be productive. It just means that you recognize the season in your life that you're going through, and that things aren't going to go necessarily the way that you plan all the time. And you've got to be willing to be amenable to change. You've got to be willing to, you know, step out and try something different. And if you make a mistake, course correct and move on. Don't worry about it. So many successful people in this world have failed a million times before they ultimately made it. So don't feel like, you know, when I hear a 24 or 25 year old talking about, oh man, the world's over because I failed at something, please, you know, come talk to me when you're 50 and after you failed a few times, then we can have a conversation. But even then, you're still learning things. So, you know, don't worry about it. I could go on and on with the list of people that have been successful later in their life. But, you know, just continue learning from the mistakes that you make, from the decisions that you make that may or may not necessarily work out, and figure out how you can make better decisions in the future. And again, a lot of that gets back to what I talked about in the first half of this recording, which was reading, which is continually learning, opening yourself up to learn from as many different people as you want to. I mean, gosh, for the price of admission to a library with regard to a library card, to YouTube, getting on your computer and instead of watching, you know, the latest episode of what's that show on Netflix that everybody watches, you know, with Frank Underwood. But the bottom line is, you know, figure out, you know, what's going to help to continue to develop you. And probably it's not going to be the latest show on Apple TV or on Netflix. So just really want to encourage you. Not that you can't do that stuff. I'm just saying, pick and choose your battles. And especially if you're in a place where you're trying to develop some things, you're trying to grow, maybe start a business or something along those lines, stay focused on that and get as much information as you can as you continue to grow, because that will ultimately help you. So I hope that helps for somebody. I know that was good for me. It's just really more of a point of encouragement. And that's really what these recordings are going to be. They're going to be encouragement more for me than anybody else. But I suspect that other people might see themselves in me. And that's cool too. So enjoy it. And if you get something out of it, hit me back, call in, let me know. And, I'll continue to get better. I promise, with my time, in terms of how I deliver the message, and just in terms of just giving the message over to you and sharing it. Thanks so much for listening. It means the world to me. I hope you have a great Independence Day, and I'll be in touch soon. Take care. Bye.